It's much quieter than normal here on the factory floor of North Fly Rubber in the town of Kiunga, which is actually much closer to the border with Indonesia than it is to the capital of PNG, Port Moresby. Yeah,
that's from the farmer, and this is the compressor. That's where they press it, and then it should come out like that one there.
Like the black one?
Yeah.
North Fly Rubber has been processing the raw rubber it buys from up to 10,000 local growers in Western Province since 1982. It's then exported to markets in China, Europe and Australia. And while this is by no means the first time this has happened, the machinery has been shut down for the past month.
And so why is it not operating at the moment?
Now there's no rubber.
Giwi Giwi is North Fly Rubber's director.
Farmers not happy. Some because the world market price is low and then they're not keen to tap now at this. But when we put a price up, then that's where the farmers will tap.
But the company's chairman, Warren Dutton, who was a former Australian patrol officer in the 1960s and a government minister as well, says there is more to it.
The people along the highway, for all sorts of reasons, too much rain, Okedi compensation being paid, election fever and all the rest of it, just haven't been tapping the rubber.
The compensation he's referring to is money from the mining company Okedi. Its payments to nearly 160 villages affected by the mine's operations are their major source of income, while the mine is still operating. And Okedi was also a major shareholder in North Fly Rubber.
So effectively, Okedi, which had created the rubber industry, knocked the socks out from underneath it. This has been the tussle here between free money and earned money, and the earned money sometimes drops too low, to an unacceptably low price for the majority of farmers, and that's the situation we're in.
But the situation is now being compounded by logistical matters. To get the rubber onto the international markets, it first needs to travel 850 kilometres down the Fly River, then out across the Gulf and into the capital, Port Moresby. Here's the company's director, Giwi Giwi, again.
We have to send them for testing in Moresby, and then when they see that all our rubber has passed, then they allow us to export.
In PNG, transport costs, including shipping, are significant. But over the past few decades, Okedi has been covering the shipping costs for North Fly Rubber. But that deal is now over. The last containers were shipped with Okedi in October, and North Fly Rubber is scrambling to negotiate with other shipping companies. While he puts on a confident appearance, Warren Dutton admits they're in a precarious position.
This industry, could it survive without this subsidisation?
Never. Never. We will not give up. Let's put it that way. How we do it, we're not quite sure. There has to be a realisation that any crop in the Western Province and most of Papua New Guinea does need this subsidisation.
People in Western Province did vote for change in this year's election, with a new member for the North Fly region, James Donald, and a new governor, Taba Awiyato. Warren Dutton says he's been lobbying the pair to use funds allocated to all members of parliament, known as the DSIP or District Services Improvement Program, to subsidise freight. Warren Dutton believes there's no other alternatives for the rubber industry, or in his opinion, most other agriculture products in PNG too.
It's exactly what Papua New Guinea should be doing with the excess revenue from the LNG and all the rest of it. Because the logistics of all of Papua New Guinea for getting any cash crop or anything to market is so expensive that there's not enough value left in it for the farmers most of the time. And the logistics are bad because of lack of government attention to whatever's required, whether it's keeping the roads open or providing reasonable shipping along the river. All the economists, particularly from the London School of Economics and everybody like that, say that, oh, you can't subsidise prices, this distorts the market and all the rest of it. But, excuse me, Australia was subsidising the making of cars for how long? Yeah, all countries really have to do that.
PNG is hosting its first ever summit on agriculture, with the new minister, Benny Allen, talking up the need to revive and revitalise the sector.
It's very encouraging, and I'm really happy as a minister to see the kind of support that's coming from the private sector. So we just need to build on that, strengthen that and move forward to grow the agriculture sector.
But Warren Dutton says the only way to build on the private agriculture sector is government support, and he plans to make sure his calls for subsidisation make it onto the summit's agenda.
I have to go to this summit as diplomatically as possible, don't I? But I can't gloss over the realities that either the rubber industry is subsidised or it's not. It needs political support to continue.